Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
The Packers lost to the San Francisco 49ers in the divisional round playoff game, and what a beauty that game was to watch. After my reel on Facebook now has 74,000 views, Jordan Love threw two interceptions, a game-sealing interception where he threw across his body that got similar comparisons to Brett Favre, as I like to call him. And on this podcast, I'm not going to criticize the Packers besides the fact that they choked away the entire game against the San Francisco 49ers, and they had a kick miss a 41-yarder from their rookie. And if Packers fans are wondering how to deal with these kinds of situations, just hit up a Minnesota Vikings fan, because we have a plethora of experience in these situations after Gary Anderson's missed field goal in 1998. Not only did Gary Anderson miss that field goal, but he was perfect that entire season. Hadn't missed a field goal the entire year. And he saved it for the biggest moment, a road to the Super Bowl. The 15-1 Vikings. He misses a field goal. The Falcons score a touchdown. They take the Vikings to overtime. And they win it there at the Metrodome. Boy, do I miss the Metrodome. What a beauty of a place. And then Blair Walsh was a 27-yard field goal against the Seattle Seahawks. I'll always remember that field goal, too, because I was officiating, and I had a little break because the game got overdone, a little running time action team was up by 40 points. Game got over quick. I ran over to the TV because I knew the game was playing, and it was a 27-yard field goal, and a bunch of fans are surrounding this television in the St. Cloud State Auxiliary Gym, and I turned towards everybody and I said, Gary Anderson flashbacks? ? And I said that knowing it was a 27-yard field goal, knowing how close it was, and then he missed it. And the Green Bay Packers, they outplayed the San Francisco 49ers almost the entire game. But there's a reason why football guys like to say you need to perform and execute in all phases of the game. And in that particular phase, the Green Bay Packers didn't execute. The San Francisco 49ers came down, scored a touchdown, and that sealed the game after Jordan Love's interception. So what I want to discuss on today's podcast is how the Minnesota Vikings can actually learn from the Green Bay Packers this offseason and for next season. Because what the Packers were able to do with Jordan Love and the youngest team in the NFL was actually pretty impressive. And I don't want to hate on the Packers, but I do want to say this. It's very easy for any kind of fan of any nature to look at the performance of a young team and say, just wait until next season. Love will be better. The receivers will be better. The defense should be just as good. It's easy to build yourself up in a certain way. But unlike any other sport, the NFL regresses like crazy. Players just drop off and fall off the face of the earth for a year. Injuries happen to the best players on the team, and it screws over your entire year. So if you're a Green Bay Packers fan right now, and you're thinking that the future is extremely bright, we got the superstar quarterback Jordan Love. Well, Love could easily regress next year. The Packers defense might not be as good. Aaron Jones might not be as explosive. There's things that can change. So I would pump your brakes on celebrating and planning the Super Bowl parade next year. But I do want to say this. A few things the Vikings could learn from the Packers. Number one, the Vikings could learn how to have a more balanced offensive attack like the Green Bay Packers. You look around the league, and I found this statistic online, 2023, the season. TeamRankings.com is the website. And the percentage of the Minnesota Vikings passed the ball in 2023 was 63.31%. That is third in the NFL. The Washington Commanders were first in the NFL at 66.13%. The Bengals were second at 63.45%. So the Minnesota Vikings passed the ball the third most amount in the NFL. First Commanders, second Bengals, third Minnesota, fourth Jets, fifth Seattle, sixth Chargers, and seventh Chiefs. You have to go all the way down to the seventh team to find a playoff team that passed the ball that much. The Panthers were 8, Jacksonville 9, New England 10. There's only one team in the top 10 of the amount of passing this season that was a playoff team. So the Minnesota Vikings, they need a more balanced attack. And you look at the Green Bay Packers. They ranked 19th in the NFL at 57%. And what does this tell me? It tells me that they have a much more unpredictable offense. And you could argue that the Vikings were down and that's why they had to throw so much. But Kirk Cousins was out for the entire second half of the season. And if you're bringing in a Dobbs, a Jaren Hall, a Nick Mullins, you would think that you would try to utilize the run game even more to take the pressure off of these quarterbacks. So something the Vikings need to learn from the Packers is having a more utilized, balanced offensive attack, a more unpredictable offensive plays so that the defense can't just sit on a pass or sit on a run. And you look at the rest of the league in the NFL, the Ravens were 32nd at 48.99%. The 49ers were 30th. The Steelers were 28th. The Buffalo Bills were 27th. The Eagles were 26th. The Detroit Lions were 22nd. The Rams are 20th, Packers 19th. The best teams in the league run the ball almost 50% of the time. For the Baltimore Ravens, it was less than 50% of the time, but they're a little different because they got Lamar Jackson as their quarterback. But the San Francisco 49ers, they pass the ball 52% of the time. So that means they run the ball 48% of the time. That's a very unpredictable offense, and that's something the Minnesota Vikings lacked last season. They need a stronger running game. Number two, what the Minnesota Vikings could learn from the Green Bay Packers. And this is a big one. The Packers let go of Brett Favre after 16 seasons. The Packers let go of Aaron Rodgers after 18 seasons. Those are not easy decisions because in the minds of Packers fans, in the minds of the Packers front office and the player, they're thinking, oh, I'm going to spend my entire career with this one team. Well, the Packers, they ripped the Band-Aid off because those players weren't ready to retire and they needed to move on to the next big thing. And they did it. They sent Favre shipping. They shipped Aaron Rodgers to the Jets. And now they're on Jordan Love. Excuse me. The Minnesota Vikings need to learn how to get rid of Kirk Cousins. Rip that Band-Aid off. Draft his replacement. Figure this thing out. Don't get so sentimental. It's ridiculous. I mean, you look at the Minnesota Vikings, and they've had Kirk Cousins for 6 seasons, and they can't figure out how to get rid of him. The Packers had Aaron Rodgers and Kirk Cousins and Brett Favre for a combined 34 seasons, and they had no issue getting rid of either veteran quarterback when it was time to move on to the next guy. Packers are the blueprint of how to move on from a veteran quarterback and draft a guy and play that guy. Rip that Band-Aid off. It's never going to feel good. But eventually, you've got to do it, and you've got to move on to bigger, better things. So the Minnesota Vikings could learn from the Packers and the unpredictability of their offense, and they could learn from the Packers and how they change landscapes at quarterback position. I think that's it. Either way, Packers, you suck. It was fun to watch you lose. But really, I see a lot of Minnesota Vikings fans happy today that the Packers lost, and I'm one of them. But what that really shows Packers fans and the rest of the NFL is just how sad of a franchise the Minnesota Vikings franchise is, because every year, it seems like, besides 2009, besides 2017, besides last year, where the Vikings made the playoffs and the Packers didn't, every year it seems like the only thing Minnesota Vikings fans have to hold on to at the end of the season is a Green Bay Packers loss. Really, that's it. Most of the time, we're not making a deep run into the playoffs. Most of the time, some of the time, we're not even a playoff team. Packers, they made the playoffs, so the only thing the Minnesota Vikings fans hopefuls could hold on to was the Packers collapse. And the Vikings fans did just get that because the Packers did collapse against the 49ers. But it really shows more about Minnesota Vikings fans and the Minnesota Vikings organization than it does the Packers fans. I was one of them. I was rooting for the Packers to lose, but it also shows just how sad a franchise the Minnesota Vikings have. That's going to do it for this episode. If you're watching on YouTube, please hit that subscribe button. If you're listening on Apple or Spotify, please hit that follow button, rate, and review the podcast wherever you're listening to this podcast. Everyone, thank you for tuning in. Hope you have a great day. Take care.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.